Weyburn, Saskatchewan's Tennille Arts. Thank you very much for joining us, Miss Tennille. Where did we catch you right now?
I'm actually in Nashville. I've kind of been stuck here since all of the crazy pandemic stuff started. So, yeah, I'm just hanging out in my apartment.
How have things gone so far in 2020, despite the circumstances that have arisen in the last few months?
I mean, there have been a lot of really great things happening, and I'm so thankful that my team has continued to work so hard during this time. And we started off the year with, you know, January, February was extremely busy with my new album, Love, Heartbreak, and Everything in Between coming out. And it was just a lot of fun. And then now we've kind of had to be like super creative and find different ways to stay relevant, to release music and stay creative. So it's definitely been a different experience, but there's still been a lot of really great things happening.
Somebody Like That has been a top 10 hit on your second album. How exciting has that been to chart in the top 10 with that first single?
That was so amazing. I mean, I wish that, you know, I was supposed to have shows and stuff up in Canada during this time, and I wish that I could have been up there when this, you know, this song was top 10, and, you know, just being able to turn on the radio and hear it. I mean, I would have just loved to be able to experience that, but I'm just so thankful that, you know, country radio has decided to support that song, and it's just been so much fun. You know, I get texts every day almost of people hearing the song, so it's really cool.
Yeah, I know it's regular circulation here on River Country, our radio station, and the feedback has been great. That was actually what I was going to ask you, was how has been the feedback from fans, executives, producers, et cetera, regarding the song and regarding the album?
It's been so great. You know, you just never know. You're kind of putting out, you know, as far as the album and new music, it's just kind of, you know, I'm super proud of it, and I put it out and hope that people like it. And the response has just been so great. We've just, you know, I'm so thankful that people have, you know, been loving this music and that country radio has been playing it. It's just, it's been amazing. I mean, it's basically been everything you can hope for when releasing new music.
With the release of your album and your top 10 hit, Somebody Like That, you've had a lot of success, and Canada's music scene has had a lot of success. With the success that you've had, what do you think that says for country music specifically in Canada?
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, I just think it's been amazing. You know, I've been watching the charts up there and seeing how many new female artists are getting, you know, number ones. And it's just been the coolest experience to be able to be a part of that and to be able to see, you know, just how much love there is for Canadian country music, you know, to be able to have a bunch of artists having number ones up there. I mean, it's amazing, and I'm so thankful to be a small part of it as well.
Tennille, I know the pandemic is still restricting travel a little bit, but how often do you get home to the prairies to say, hey, how is the family going?
Well, usually I'm actually home like every few months. It just kind of depends. You know, I was supposed to have a bunch of shows and, you know, festivals coming up this summer, and now they're all canceled. But normally I would be home every few months, and I try to spend as much time with family as possible. But this year it might be an entire year before, you know, I get home for Christmas again. So it's definitely been tough to be away from family this long.
So it's just out of curiosity on my part, are you a hockey fan?
I am a hockey fan. you know, I watch it every once in a while, but I love going to hockey games.
Okay, there you go. Because I was going to say, I'm a junior hockey nut, so I know a thing or two about the Weyburn Red Wings.
I love that. That's awesome.
Tennille, what do you think, or how is 2021 looking for you as far as the future is concerned?
Well, we've had a lot of festivals and shows rescheduling for 2021. So if we cross our fingers and get out of this global pandemic, maybe all of those things will happen, and it will be an extremely busy year. And probably new music as well, because I've been writing a lot during this time over Zoom, and there's quite a few songs that I'm excited to go record. So I don't know exactly when they'll come out, but I'm excited about them and definitely looking forward to releasing new stuff and getting out on the road.
Tenille Arts, I really appreciate your time. I'm over the moon at being in contact with you. I wish you all the best, and I thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much. Thanks for chatting with me, and I hope that you have an awesome day.